We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here at 924, talking with John Ford, Riley County Commissioner in District 1, and we've been talking a lot about public health and everything that's going on with the coronavirus pandemic, a weird 2020 indeed. And, you know, I know we were talking a little earlier, and Dave's obviously a former county commissioner himself, and he probably doesn't envy any elected official right now that's having to deal with governing here. It's got to not be an easy time. But I'm curious, because the politics are so magnified right now, it seems like, around this. Do you get emails from folks? I don't know if you ever get any threatening emails or anything, but what's it been like? What's the tone been like in some of the messages you've received?
It's been kind of a roller coaster. You know, it kind of started in mid to late March there. We're trying to get an emergency declaration and, you know, everything put into place. And we had to kind of work through the logistics and the statutes and legalities involved with that. So it didn't come as fast as I think some people wanted. It didn't come as fast as, you know, small business relief at that point in time was kind of impinged on that. So, yeah, that's kind of where it started. There's been a lot of good and a lot of bad. Yes, I've gotten some emails and some threatening messages. That comes with the territory even outside of a pandemic from time to time, though, so that part's nothing new. The mask thing has been, I think, for me, at least from my perspective, I'm pretty thick-skinned overall. So, you know, most of it doesn't, you know, really, really bother me deeply, but it's been the up and down with this over the course of time. It isn't just like, you know, we are deciding this, it's decided, and then we move on. It's been back and forth, up and down for what seems like 6, 7, 8 months now. And that part has been a little bit trying along the way. But I've got a lot of encouragement from people too, even maybe that don't necessarily agree 100%. I think our area and our region, we've got a lot of good people that understand that everybody's trying to work through this the best they can. You know, we tend to kind of focus on those negatives sometimes, but it's really a small percentage of everything that comes through. Everybody, you know, for the most part will, and this is one of the things I've found interesting too, is, you know, when they send you an email, they'll send you a link to an article that kind of backs up whatever perspective that they have. And then, you know, they kind of further make their opinions, but, you know, 90 to 95% of it's basically that. And then you've got that 5 to 8% range that, are really, really don't like whatever position you are. And then, you know, that's where the adjectives and the, you know, the emotion kind of comes in. So, it could be worse. Yeah, it could be better, but it could also be a lot worse too.
I'm curious, do you, and I talked with Dr. Schaefer on this from the Civic Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy, but would it be a good thing maybe at some point to have some sort of a town hall meeting with officials like yourself and others from the community, just to kind of sit down with the community? Obviously not in person right now, but sure. Would that be something on the horizon we could do?
Yeah, I think that would be good. There's a lot of different, you know, ideology and a lot of different perspective here with the region, with different entities here. I know the legislature does that now once a year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they had the opportunity to do that last year or not, or maybe they did. I think they actually did. They did something via Zoom or something. I think I remember hearing about that. You know, we on Thursday will have a legislative summit, but that doesn't deal with discourse or civility. It deals more with policy and issues, but you know, that does still give everybody an opportunity to kind of converse about some things. And, you know, we did that in person, obviously, last year, and it's usually pretty good, but it is a way to connect, even, you know, you're not discussing this particular item specifically, but like I said, more policy and issues. But, you know, it's, you know, to me, I think with this, it's better to do these things in person, because it's a different perspective when you're sitting behind a computer screen or doing something virtually than when you're face to face somebody and dealing with anything. So I think if we were to do that, I would rather see that done probably in person. So, you know, maybe a year or so down the road.
Yeah, it might not be a bad idea. You're absolutely sure. Right. Well, as far as other things going on in the department, in the county, it's not just all COVID-19. You guys have a lot of other responsibilities right now. Public health is obviously a major component here. It has been in 2020. But what are some other things you guys are working through right now?
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously we're getting to the end of the year. So, you know, we're going to be working on department head evaluations, and it's going to have a little different feel this year because we do have quite a few new people. So I don't know how that's specifically going to work. And we have a new HR manager, so there may be some variations in approach and how we kind of work through that. We're working through those end of the year, different board appointments. Some of those are a little bit more important than others. We'll have some decisions to make in terms of who on the county side will be serving on the Riley County Law Board. And so that's a discussion that we have. The Indigenous Defense Panel is another one that we'll have. I don't know how many openings there are currently. We're still kind of working through that. And then obviously some of those initial transitions from, you know, the one commission to the new commission that will be officially seated on Monday, January 11th.
And that's an interesting point there. We will have two new commissioners. It's kind of a shakeup here. So we'll have two-thirds of the commission will be new. You'll be kind of the veteran on the staff here.
In terms of tenure, age, that's a whole different story.
Yeah, I think you'll still be the young one on the totem pole. Yeah. And no offense to the other two. I mean, I've talked to Greg and Catherine. They're great people. But what's that transition like? Have you had a chance to communicate with Greg and Catherine about coming on?
I have. We still need to probably individually, and we can still do this until they're seated as commissioners, so we can meet and talk. I still haven't had the chance to sit down specifically, but we are going to try to work out a time between now and then to do that, just to kind of update them on a couple of things that'll be happening fast and furiously as we, you know, kind of move through January in the early part of the year. And I hope they both know that I'm, you know, more than willing to try to work with them on the questions and stuff that they're going to have, because that always happens, you know, no matter who comes on. So not the first time that this scenario has played out. I think when Dave served in this seat, the same thing happened. He was the commissioner moving forward and had two new people to work with. I think that's the last time that's happened recently, but we're fully capable of being able to do this and hit the ground running and being fine. And each Catherine and Greg both bring some experience and some knowledge that will be very, very beneficial moving forward. So I really think we'll be okay. Might be a little choppy there in January. But I think after that, I think we'll be able to focus forward and start working on the things that we need to work on, both with pandemic in place and some of the other things that we need to work on as a county moving forward. And look forward to the opportunity to continue to serve and look forward to the opportunity to serve with the two new people to get those things done.
Yeah, absolutely. And John Ford, again, joining us here on the show, Riley County Commissioner. We're going to stop here for just a moment, pay some bills. We'll come back more in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.